Hello and welcome to the Start Creating podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you grow on social media, from YouTube to Instagram and so much more. I am your host, Alan Spicer, your YouTube certified expert. I have around about 12 years worth of experience in this industry, from web development to social media marketing and video editing in itself. This podcast will be about news, tips, tricks, and your submitted questions should you need any help within the social media space. So follow, subscribe, enjoy the ride, go out there, start creating. Hello. Just thought I'd give you an update. For some of you that may have been listening for my podcast for a couple of weeks, you would have known that I was battling with myself over my work-life balance. Struggling with my guilt over if I give myself 20, 30 minutes, is that 20, 30 minutes that I should have been spending on the business? I sat there in a graveyard of all places. Now, it's about the 13th of September. And I've kept that promise to myself. I've started removing clients from my workload that, frankly, they were helpful at the time when I started working with them. But now it takes a lot of time for me to maintain and keep them happy rather than just putting that effort into my own work, my own family, my own mental health. So, why has this been bouncing around in my head and why am I talking to you now? Well, today I'm on a canal. I'm strolling very slowly. I'm doing what I promised I would do. Give myself some me time. Now, what this means is that I'm currently, with, you know, the permission of my other half, taking some more time to myself. I'm putting things in place now that in the long run could mean more personal mental health time for myself. And after talking it through with my other half, I feel less guilty about taking some time for Alan over some time for work. She's been saying it for a very long time that I'm clearly a hard worker and I work very hard for what I do. And this year's been fairly kind for me business-wise, so for me to ease off the throttle just a little bit and give myself some personal time to recharge might be helpful. Now, this doesn't mean that I'm not doing my work. This doesn't mean that I'm not running my YouTube channel. What it means is that instead of me juggling 20 other things on top of that, me eliminating certain aspects of my workload helped me. The last 2 weeks since we last had that chat of me sat in the graveyard has been very helpful for me. As I said, I've weeded out the people that I don't need to really work with anymore. I found them a solution that they could work with on their own. I've not left them in the lurch where I don't feel guilty and they don't feel betrayed. I save those 3-4 hours a week, or maybe even more, 5-10 hours a week for myself, which then means when I create video content, it's a little bit better as well. Hopefully you've seen that in the last week or so, because I've had more time to spend on me. And instead of me rushing up a video in 5-10 hours, I've been able to take 2 days to cultivate it and add B-roll and make it look pretty and stuff. So, yeah. And then I've started the idea that if I truly want some time to chill, I need to allot that time. So what I did was is clear those diaries and then not feel so guilty about this walk I'm having now. Now I'm walking along the Broad Canal in Huddersfield. For anyone that knows the area, I'm walking from pretty much town out towards Marsden, just for that mental clarity. And in the long run, on top of this, to help my mental health, I'm also going to start gifting myself a commute to work. I've been working from home for 10 years now, maybe even more. And although that sounds like a blessing, it can also become a prison. Imagine getting up every morning, clocking in to the same house that you live in, sitting there, loving the stuff that you do so much that you can't stop it. And then you're working from 7, 8 o'clock in the morning till 10, 11 o'clock at night. In between that, fitting around family time and dinners and family visits and little toddler bedtimes. After a while, you feel like you can't get out of that bubble. You can't leave that house. So, now, if come New Year, I can find myself an office, I can give myself this stroll kind of thing every morning and every evening. 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, half hour, an hour's worth of walk every morning, in which I don't have to rush because I'm my own boss, but I can walk into work and I can walk home. And when I walk to work, I know that I've got 5, 6, 7, 8 hours of solid work without interruptions from the home work office. Because some of you may have noticed that working from home, sometimes it can be a struggle because all those little things, all those little chores you end up doing anyway. Oh, whilst I'm here, I'll just wash the dishes. Or, Alan, whilst you're upstairs, can you grab this? Or if anyone's got a kid in the house, you realise all the little times that you'd love to interact with the little one. But you know you should also be working. And those 5, 10, 20 minutes of just do this, just do that, just pick up that, just play with the kid, right, all adds up. So, this way, I know without guilt I have 9 hours a day of working in a work bubble, a walk to work, a walk home, which will keep me slightly fitter. I'm by no means not a fit person, right? Right, but slightly fitter, slightly more energetic maybe. And then because I have that time, I can then enjoy going home to my family and not feeling guilty for not working as much. Those evenings when I could just leave the computer at work and come home. And for many people that have had a 9-to-5, you've had that blessing. You've had a way to turn your brain off, even if your boss contacts you, right? At least you've got that gap. I haven't had that gap. So, me gifting myself that commute gives me a chance to breathe a breath of fresh air, that peace of quiet, that silence, that peace of mind. And that walk home, once again, gives me that time to not think about work or gear up into work. Either way, everyone needs a break from what they're doing. And maybe clearly defining those will help me. I just thought I'd share that with you. Let me know your thoughts.
Thank you for listening to the Start Creating podcast. If you want more tips, tricks and advice from Alan Spicer, that's me, then go to youtube.com/Alan Spicer and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. See you soon. Go out there, start creating.